Welcome to Any Questions. This is resident quizzer Mike Nothnagel, and once again, it is time for WAMC's very own Ian Pickus to throw some questions my way. Ian, how are you?
Excited as always when it's your turn, Mike. But first, let's go over last week's challenge.
Yes, I said start with the name of the Missouri city, St. Louis. Add a letter, and you can rearrange the result to spell an 11-letter word for things many computer programs are used to run. What are they?
If you add an M, you can spell simulations.
That's right. All right, what you got?
Mike, do you remember where you were March 13th, 2013?
No.
Well, if you were in Rome, chances are you saw white smoke billowing in Vatican City.
I wasn't, and I didn't.
Because on this date, 115 cardinals made a surprise choice and elevated Jorge Bergoglio to Pope. The first non-European pontiff in 1,300 years took the name Francis I. So today's quiz is all about famous Francises.
Okay, let's see what we got.
In a nod to a famous last line in literature, Fresh Air book critic Maureen Corrigan's 2014 book is called So We Read On. Which author's novel is her book about?
That is a reference to the last line of The Great Gatsby by Mr. Francis Scott Key Fitzgerald.
That's right, and the last line begins, So We Beat On. F. Scott Fitzgerald shares part of his name with the man who wrote our national anthem. Over which Baltimore area fort were Francis Scott Key's bombs bursting?
They were bursting over Fort McHenry.
That's right, and it was in the War of 1812. Number three. When miniseries Fargo won at this year's Golden Globes, show creator Noah Hawley thanked which actress for her inspiration, despite the fact that she does not appear on the series?
I will not attempt a North Dakota accent, and I will just say very straightforwardly, Ms. Frances McDormand.
That's right. Frances McDormand won an Oscar for playing Marge Gunderson in her husband Joel Coen's film Fargo, which was the inspiration for the miniseries Fargo some two decades later. A sequel had never won the Best Picture Oscar until a 1974 movie directed by which man?
The movie in question is The Godfather Part II, directed by Francis Ford Coppola.
That's right, who spends most of his time these days with grapes. And finally, following Magellan, which British sailor completed the second circumnavigation of the globe between 1577 and 1580?
The only explorer that I know named Francis is Sir Francis Drake, so
excellent.
That is going to be my answer.
Well, Mike should change his name, but not to Francis. How about Mr. Perfect? He went 5 for 5 this week.
Aw.
How well did you do? Let us know. quiz@wamc.org.
Or you can circumnavigate over to wamc.org/anyquestions to revisit the questions that Ian just asked us, or to see a couple more questions about some other Francises. I can't even think of who those could possibly be at this point. Or this challenge. Ian.
Start with an adjective you could use to describe Pope Francis. Rearrange this 9-letter word, and you can spell a fruit. What are the words? So again, start with an adjective you could use to describe Pope Francis. Rearrange this 9-letter word, and you can spell a fruit. What are the words? Mike Nothnagel's Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, Facebook, and other outlets. Mike, you get to work on that challenge, and we will change seats in time for next week's show.
See you next week, Francis.